Biggest thing was just, you kind of see it with a lot of the top closers is when that gate opens and you see him walk out and you can just kind of see the other team like, yeah, we kind of know it's over. They're just praying for an off day, which Billy didn't have very many of that year for sure.
You guys played against each other a lot, I would imagine, in the Central. Do you remember a young Billy at all when he was coming up with the Astros and the difference of then versus later on in his career?
Yeah, the young Billy was, well, when I first saw him, it was just like, how does a guy, five, six or whatever he looked like on the mound, throw 100? I mean, that was the first thing. It was just really impressive. And he started out, as just a pure thrower. He's like, here it is. It's coming at 100 and this nasty slider. You got no chance. And as he progressed and, got more seasoned, I guess is the right word. He actually started, locating 100 and backdooring the slider and then backfooting it to the right handers where it wasn't just pure power. There's actually a little bit of pitching prowess. And then that's what I think when he just really took off and became one of the, top two or three closers in the entire game for, a dozen years.
I feel like the closing role is obviously evolving over the last 20 years or so. Would you like to see guys like Billy that maybe had to wait a long time get into the hall because of the impact that they had, that maybe was underappreciated through the first couple
Absolutely.
of years?
Yeah, it's definitely changing. I mean, so much is changing from the pitching standpoint, right? So we're not probably not going to have a 300 game winner. So now we do have to look at the closers. Is 400 going to be the number? If it is, we have to talk about Johnny then, right? So, but yeah, the closer to the guys that, when that ninth inning comes in and they come in, that's the only stat that's really kind of relevant anymore. No one really looks at wins and losses for starters. So now we have to look at the closers. How many of them are going to stick around for 12 years, 13 years, and continue to be successful? Because they're like young Billy, all of them now. It's a pure max effort. There's very few guys that go out and come out in the ninth inning and locate, and definitely not changing speeds. If it is, it's 5, 6 miles an hour just to a 95 mile an hour slider, which that in itself just blows my mind. But yeah, Billy's no doubt one of the top two, three closers of all time. I think anybody with over 400 saves has definitely got to be in a serious, serious conversation now for the Hall of Fame.
I'm glad you mentioned Johnny because I feel like he flies under the radar so much for the impact that he had. I mean, he played for so long, obviously, and he had so much success. For folks that maybe didn't get a chance to see him every single day, I mean, how impactful was he?
He was a closer that pitched early. He had that nasty screwball changeup. He had a front door sinker to righties, he'd sink it away, and backdoor curveball. I'm assuming he started early in his career, so he developed all those pitches when he was younger and just and take took him into the ninth inning. And he was unflappable. All great closers, you see that when it's game on the line, they're for the most part pretty much stoic, unflappable. They don't seem to get taken in by the moment. The only time you see closers struggle is when it's like, oh, we're just going to get them some work in. We're up by five. And they go out there and they just get hit. And it's like the weirdest thing. It's like, but when it's game time, they have that switch that they're able to turn off and it's just get locked in. And yeah, Johnny was nasty with that sinker. You obviously had great, great years in Cincinnati, great years in New York. I definitely think he's Hall of Fame worthy.
Well, Trax, appreciate your time and looking forward to seeing you in San Diego in a couple of
Yeah, we'll
days.
see you down there. Thanks, Pat. Have a good one.